you allow your existing level one mindset to either keep you from growth, which would keep you stuck at that level two, or even worse, is retreat back to the safe zone in level one. Welcome back to today's episode on Aligned with Purpose in Life and Leadership. I'm your host, Jamie Coleman, and I am so excited for this episode because I really want to highlight the entrepreneur's journey and the three levels to learning that most all entrepreneurs go through at some point in time as they're, you know, trying to figure out how to build their businesses and their online presence. So I'm going to be a bit vulnerable. I'm going to share touches of my story. But by the end of this episode, I want you to understand where you are within these three levels of learning and where you're at on your journey as an entrepreneur. But more importantly, how you can actually level up, basically climb that step to the next level in your journey. You can do it faster. So I hope this raises awareness for you of where you could look to improve. Okay, so dropping right in here, we have level one. Level one, people are determined as fuck to do it alone. Okay, they're feeling like at this point their whole life has been a lie, and they finally have cracked into the world of entrepreneurship and personal development. Common thoughts are like, I can actually change the way I've been living my life and actually do what I love. There's almost like a, is this for real? But many times they've got one foot in and one foot out. And someone at this phase is pretty convinced at this point that they need to wake everybody in their life up. They want to like shake their friends and family like, you guys, there's a whole nother world out here. You can actually have and do what you want. So they kind of might feel a little bit crazy, might feel a little nutso. At this stage, they're reading books, listening to podcasts. You know, they may be starting to drop into learning from specific people online, you know, start to get to know some gurus that are out there, many times chasing shiny objects because there's not a lot of clarity at this phase usually. This could involve like whiteboarding their vision. Okay. So they're trying to piece together, okay, so I know I want to do this. And I know I'm good at this. How can I make this the thing that we're talking about right now? So there's a lot of whiteboarding. There's a lot of chasing shiny objects, like I said, and some busy work too. Because, you know, you feel like you've got to learn all the things at this point. So a lot of times at this phase, it can feel really confusing, right? It can be a little bit overwhelming as you start to see all the information and the resources that are out there. And you're like, oh my God, I don't know it all. What? I need to know it all. And then there might be some imposter syndrome and some comparison because you're looking at other people who are 5-10 years ahead of you. You're like, I want to be there. How do I get there? Gosh, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I'm good enough. Well, that looked like it took them forever, right? This is when sometimes that self-doubt can start to creep in and have you backpedaling your way like, yeah, maybe this isn't a good idea. I should just stay at my job because you know what? It's stable. It pays the bills. And clearly my family and friends don't support me. What if they're right? Right? This is where a lot of times you're going to make or break at this point of whether you're going to decide, hey, you know what? I am going to make this work. This is for me. I'm ready to level up. Or you sneak back, kind of like pull that foot that was outside of your comfort zone back in. You're no longer straddling the line. You're no longer one foot in, one foot out. You're like, I'm going to stay in my comfort zone and keep doing what is comfortable and safe. Hey, if you're a coach or consultant and you're ready to grow your online business, I'm hosting a free 3-day workshop September 27th, 28th, and 29th, where I'll be revealing my 3-step framework that's going to close the gap between struggling in 6 figures as a coach or consultant. Even if you don't feel like an expert, know nothing about marketing or sales, or worry about being held hostage by your laptop, I'll be sharing the strategies I've used to go from 0 to 6 figures in under 10 months in my business. So to register, go to jamiecoleman.com/workshop. These are the same lessons my clients use that have helped them sign $10,000 clients, quit their day jobs, and land multiple five-figure corporate contracts without feeling sleazy or salesy. So if you've ever wanted to take your existing knowledge and expertise and turn it into a scalable, profitable online business, this training is for you. So visit jamiekullman.com/workshop. That is jamiekullman.com/workshop. And I can't wait to see you inside. So I feel like that pretty much sums up what level one is like. But in my story as an entrepreneur, my level one, I feel, lasted a decent amount of time because I had so much confusion about what I actually wanted to do. And I spent so much time trying to figure out how, capital H-O-W, I was going to figure it out. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of energy. It was frustrating. I did a lot of whiteboarding, so much busy work. And honestly, a lot of trial and error was happening at this point too. And just trying things and just taking action, even if it meant it was action on the wrong thing. But to be honest, I still had this drive inside of me. And I think what made me level to level two was the realization that there was no other choice. Like going and building someone else's dream, or, you know, not doing something that I felt like completely inspired me and lit me up and actually helped and served others, it wasn't an option. I think this is when I really started to work on myself in my mindset, proving to myself that I could do it. And I feel like that mindset work was what really helped me take that step up and move forward and progress on my journey. So I'd be curious if you feel like you're resonating with the things that I've just covered, or even a little bit of what I was going through. Are you still feeling that way, first off, and why? What are the stories that you're telling yourself every day that are making you feel this way? And just remain focused on the vision. That is so important. I think at this point in my journey, it was like one day I would be crying and just calling around different places and trying to get jobs somewhere. And the next day was feeling like I'm at the top of the world with so much clarity and focus and trying a bunch of things that I thought were going to work that actually didn't. And yeah, it was so much trial and error. So then the mindset kicked in. Like I said, and these internal shifts began to happen to where I was like, why am I running to Google and YouTube trying to figure all of this out when clearly, as I mentioned, like there were so many successful people already so much further ahead of me on my journey. Why am I trying to piece this stuff together and figure it out alone when clearly other people have figured it out? So it was like this light bulb went off in my head, this aha moment to where I realized that in order to really make this happen and make it happen quickly, I needed to seek external guidance to get out of my own way. This is where level two drops in. So at this point, the typical entrepreneur has been at it for a while, and they're starting to feel a little bit frustrated or like it's taking longer than it should. Okay. If somebody hasn't experienced that and they're not a bit agitated by this, they're usually going to stay in that level one, trying to DIY things for another couple months. Okay. But at this point, if you're at level two, that means you're ready. You're feeling like it's time to just find somebody with the results that you want and just have them guide you through the experience and show you how they did it. Okay. You might begin to feel like you just want to follow a roadmap, a proven process to just lead to the result that you want. Okay. At this point, a lot of times what people do on the journey is they start to course hop. Okay. So they'll try one program over here, maybe experience some transformation. Maybe it's not what they were looking for. Then they'll try something else. Then they'll try something else. Then they'll be listening to all these different podcasts, reading more books, same as before. The only difference now is that they've invested in themselves. Okay. But the problem is a lot of times their mindset hasn't caught up to the strategies and the level of resources that they're using at this point. So they might blame it on the program, which it could be the program, of course. But ultimately what it is that they're not taking the action needed to actually be successful most times at this stage. Or when they are taking action, it's on things that actually they don't need to, let's just say, like raise their income and their impact at this point. It's a lot of things that aren't actually going to make money, just being blunt. So a lot of times in this stage, they are the ones holding themselves back, but they don't see it yet. Because at this point, they're pretty dedicated to thinking that it's the strategies and the tactics that they need in order to be successful and haven't yet put it together that, you know, the level of your personal growth and your mindset is the same level at which your business is at. So, at this point, it's really important to seek a coach or a mentor, right? Someone who can just come in and be that guide for you. I like to say it as you could either cut a check and move faster where you level up to level 3, or you allow your existing level 1 mindset to either keep you from growth, which would keep you stuck at that level 2, or even worse, is retreat back to the safe zone in level 1, right? And we don't want to do that. We want to make sure that you're quantum leaping into the vision and the life that you have, which means it's time to up level. It's time to have someone else in your corner who can help you see the picture that you're in and can't see. So this is like a super pivotal moment for an entrepreneur, and it makes or breaks their transformation. And I have calls with people all the time where by the end of it, they're like so convinced and they know for a fact that they're like ready for that level 3. They're like, I want my vision to come true. I want to be there now. But then when it comes to actually investing in themselves and paying for that transformation, they're not ready for it. And so they remain stuck. Okay. That is the tipping point. But in level 2, you're probably investing in courses. But when you invest in someone one-to-one or even a done-for-you type of service, it is much different. Because a course all day long, think about it, a course most of the time is strategy. Right? Sometimes there's mindset involved as well, but it's not as easy to see it on yourself. So when you're doing like a do-it-yourself program, you know, you can still stay stuck if there's not extra support and guidance. So I remember when I was at this phase and this level on my journey, I wasn't super clear on the vision that I had. And so it made finding a mentor really difficult because I didn't really know what I wanted to become, or I shouldn't say what, who I wanted to become or what I wanted to create. And so when I was looking online, I couldn't necessarily see anyone with the results that I wanted because I didn't have that clarity. And so at level 2, the point really should be to get massive clarity on what your vision is, right? Who is the person that you are looking to become? Because only then can you actually go out and find that person living this reality that you would so badly crave in your life to where you can pay them, cut a check and move faster, to teach you how they did it. But my problem was like, I didn't have that clarity. And so I went learning from a bunch of people online, all super different people, by the way. And I didn't make money in my business when I was doing this, but I was spending tens of thousands of dollars on coaches and training because it's what I thought I needed. And now looking back, do I see how I actually do use all of those elements now within my coaching business? Absolutely. But in that time, it's not what I needed, because what I actually needed was to be able to put food on the table and to be able to put new clothes on myself and afford things in life and not be sinking into a greater scarcity mindset because I wasn't making money. Okay. So I wasn't getting what I needed at that moment, although I'm very thankful that I experienced it now. There were so many incredible lessons in there. I think I wouldn't be able to teach this now if I didn't go through it, right? So I'm very thankful, but I spent so much time and so much money on things that at that time weren't really where I should be focused. So I would encourage you in this phase, like I said, just to highlight, get really clear on who you would like to become and what life you're going to be living. So basically the vision for your life, okay? Your future self. Only then will you know who you're looking for when it comes to a mentor or a guide to help you get there. Okay? And then level three, this is someone at the point, they're all in on this. They're all in on entrepreneurship and the impact that they're creating. Their vision acts like their North Star and guides their every move. Their mindset is in complete alignment, most of the time, with who they are becoming. And they're fully becoming that person each and every day, being the best example of who they would like their clients and their business associates to become. Okay, so at this point, they've got probably a one-on-one coach as a guide, or they're in like a group training setting where they get one-on-one support from not only a community, but the coach themselves, right? At this point, they've got confidence, clarity. They're feeling like abundant. They're definitely making a steady income. Huge levels of impact are either happening or you're at the tipping point where they're gonna start happening. And there's a lot of focus and productivity. And it's like, you just see things so clearly versus where you did before. And really it's like, you're feeling like you're at the top of this mountain. You're like, how far am I gonna take this? Or what's next from here? Because you're just ready. You're ready. But maybe sometimes what happens is that somebody at this level, you know, they've done the DIY courses, like I said, and they just want a guide. But other times they might just want someone to do it for them, like a done for you type of service. And, you know, they want to just simply hire someone, or they think about just cutting a check to move faster no matter what they're doing. And so I actually got a pretty personal example of this as well. And I remember back when I was at the like level one, so to speak, and I would go run to Google or YouTube, like I said, and I'd be trying to figure out how to do something. And then once my Instagram shut down and once I knew I needed to launch on a new platform, I decided to join LinkedIn. And could I have figured out how to set up my profile and launch the same content I was launching on Instagram before over on LinkedIn? Like, of course I could have. But I didn't do that. I found someone in my network who coached people on how to grow on LinkedIn, and I just hired them. I was like, hey, I need to do this, and I needed this to work yesterday. So I need just a roadmap so that I can do this in a day, rather than in like a week, which is probably how long it would have taken me by myself. So that's just an example of like where your mindset gets. It goes from, hey, I could spend the next week trying to figure this out on my own, or I could get this done in a day by finding someone who can just either do it for me or do it with me real quick, and then we can just move on and be done with it. And so I feel like that's been one of the biggest, most transformative, pivotal moments in my life and business has been the mindset of I'm not gonna sit here and try to figure this out on my own, because I'm gonna learn it either way. I'm gonna learn it if I do it on my own. It's gonna take a while because I'm gonna have to figure out step one, do what? Step two, maybe I should do this. Step three, let's try this. Versus I'm going to find somebody who clearly lays out a roadmap and a proven process. Step one, step two, step three, and then you're good. Like, just think about how short life is. How our time here is so freaking precious. Look, I hear all the time, I feel like I don't feel like there's enough time in the day. I wish I could just buy time. I wish I could get years back of my life. Look, if you want to get years back of your life and you want to save time, then it's all about cutting a check to move faster. It's about finding ways to get your time back, to decrease the amount of energy you spend doing something, but increase the level of results from actually doing it. So I'm curious, where do you feel like you sit on the scale? Do you feel like you're at that level one, right? Kind of newbie entrepreneur. You got that aha breakthrough moment, like, I can actually do this, right? Maybe held back a bit by friends and family and your job, but you're teetering back and forth, like, should I do this? Should I go all in? Maybe not. Maybe not. But you're consuming, you're like a sponge of all the free knowledge you can get. Then we got level two, right? At this point, you're probably course hopping, realizing that other people could show you how to do things faster, right? Maybe at this point, you're all in entrepreneurship. Maybe you've left that job behind, you've invested in yourself. You're starting to realize that your mindset is directly correlated with the level of business growth. Are you at level three, where you're like, no, my mindset is feeling on fire. We are growing. We are clear. We are productive. And we have a guide who helps us see things that we still can't. So my question is, what level are you at? Be honest. And how can you up level to the next tier with flow and ease as quickly and efficiently as possible? Because my friend, time is not slowing down. Okay? We don't need to spend any more time distracted, doing busy work, feeling like we're spinning our wheels when somebody else has already done it. They've already experienced and overcame the problem. So why not just ask them how they did it? Right? So these are what I feel like are the three levels of learning during an entrepreneur's journey. So I would love if you could just share what came through for you today, or if you have someone in your network who you feel like could benefit from listening to this episode, please do me a favor and share it with them. I grow completely organically. So, I mean, anybody you help find this episode is helping my message get into the hands of more people, which my number one goal there is to help more people align with their purpose, because I believe that if everyone in the world was aligned with their purpose, the world would be an even more beautiful and inspiring place. So I appreciate you so much for listening, and I can't wait to be with you again on the next episode.